This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden's apologizing publicly to Ukraine's President Zelensky for a months-long holdup in American military assistance that let Russia make gains on the battlefield.
I apologize for the those weeks of not knowing what's going to happen in terms of funding, because we had trouble getting the bill that we had to pass that had the money in it from some of our very conservative members who were holding it up. But we got it done finally.
Both presidents are in France for ceremonies marking the 80th anniversary of the D-Day landings in World War II. President Biden will speak at Pointe du Hoc later. On D-Day, Army Rangers scaled the cliffs there while under German fire. Here in the U.S., today is going to be another day of brutal heat in the Southwest. The AP's Ben Thomas with what the National Weather Service is saying.
It says Phoenix is experiencing dangerously hot conditions, hitting a new record high of 113. At a Trump campaign rally in the city Thursday, 11 people fell ill from heat exhaustion and were taken to the hospital. All were treated and later released. I'm Ben Thomas.
We're about to get the May jobs report. The AP's Donna Warder on what to expect.
Economists surveyed by the data firm FactSet say that employers likely added 180,000 jobs last month, about the same as the 175,000 in April. They predict that the unemployment rate remained at 3.9%. Donna Warder, Washington.
At Hunter Biden's gun trial today, prosecutors plan to call two more witnesses, a drug expert and an FBI chemist. Prosecutors say Hunter Biden lied on a form about drug use when he bought a gun. He's pleaded not guilty. Pat Sajak's final episode as host of Wheel of Fortune airs tonight. This is AP News. The AP's Shelley Adler on a recall of rechargeable lights.
Over 1.2 million rechargeable lights are under recall for fire hazards following one reported death. The Consumer Product Safety Commission says Good Earth Lighting's now recalled integrated light bars have lithium-ion batteries that can overheat and cause the unit to catch on fire. There was one report of a consumer who died. Another consumer was treated for smoke inhalation when the light caused a fire in their home last year. And CPSC adds that Good Earth Lighting is aware of 9 additional reports of these products overheating, 6 of which resulted in fires and property damage. The company is offering free replacement bars to consumers who are affected. I'm Shelley Adler.
The Dow was up 78 points yesterday. The S&P lost 1 point. The Nasdaq slipped 14 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.